Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Friday afternoon, 4:30 on the clock. That means it's Outdoors Outlook time on the ride home, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. Book your next guided hunt or fishing trip today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Yeah, Captain Dave Fletcher stops by the ride home every Friday to give us a rundown of what you're going to find if you're looking to get outdoors this weekend. Now, Dave, for those that aren't following you on social media, you should be at Nanticoke Outfitters. Saw you had a couple of hunters in from New Jersey that scored a few waterfowl this week. It seems like the birds are starting to fall a little easier right now.
Yeah, they really are. We've got good numbers of birds here right now. We've got the divers have showed up in good numbers. Our puddle duck, little stale right now, only because of this warm trend we have at the moment. But the bluebills, the redheads, a few canvasbacks can be found. And that's some of the trophies that everybody's looking for. Just today, we were out and we shot a five-man limit of bluebills. So they are definitely here, and they are cooperating very well.
Do you find that, and I think you've talked about this before, as far as seeing birds moving into our area with some colder weather, but now that the last few days have kind of warmed up, do you think that'll slow things down for the weekend?
Yeah, you know, it definitely is going to slow it down a little bit. We just got to hope that we get some wind, and the wind forecast for tomorrow is not the best. But we do have a little bit cooler weather coming into the area. And the problem is, when it's warm, they like to loaf, and they can loaf because they don't have to go feed to help their body stay warm, right? So it's just this cycle that we're in. And when we have that warmer weather, they can rest, and they don't fly as much, which means we don't have the opportunity to harvest them quite the way we'd like to. But let's hope we get cooler weather coming in for next week, because in Delaware, we have the Youth Hunting Day, February 3rd. And that same day, February 3rd, in Maryland, is the Youth Day, but it's also open for veterans and active military. So that is the following Saturday. The season ends coming up this week on the 31st. Next weekend, we also have that primitive deer season, February 1st to the 3rd. And I know, Gary, for you, that's the one where you would just like to use your buck knife to go out and get yourself a nice deer.
Arr.
That's right. Whatever it takes, be primitive. Hey, and I tell you, we are getting ready for fishing. Before you know it, it's going to be here. We just had the Baltimore Boat Show last weekend up in Timonium. Boating and fishing, I think it's on everybody's mind right now, especially today.
Right.
Good Lord, Gary, I'm not kidding you. Today, 65 degrees. I'm trying to shoot ducks, and I'm out there stripping down out of my waders because it's so hot. But we've got the Ocean City Seaside Boat Show coming up the Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th. And I'll tell you, for us personally here at Nanticoke Outfitters, we're excited because we are taking our twin motors. We've got dual 250 Yamahas on the back of our fishing vessel, and that's getting swapped out with new Suzuki 350 horsepower motors. So we're really excited about that. That's going to be fun for us. New toys are always fun.
Oh, we boys love our toys. And speaking of which, I know that you've got a big show coming up as well. We were talking about last time you were here in Harrisburg that you want folks to take advantage of.
That's right. Please come up to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg on February 3rd through the 11th. We're at booth 5711 in the Outfitters Hall. We're going to have special pricing for booking our hunts. We're going to have some giveaways. We've even got a couple of celebrities from the Sportsman's Channel that'll be with us, and someone from the Outdoor Channel that'll also be with us. So stop by, get your hunts booked. We still have some good turkey hunt dates left available. So if you're looking for a turkey hunt this spring, give us a call or stop by nanticokeoutfitters.com. Gary, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.